News Talk 1620 WTAW. Late this afternoon, the word came out that the city of College Station losing another senior member of the administrative staff with the impending departure of Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman. Gilman, who had been tapped to become interim city manager as Kelly Templin moves to the Texas A&M Systems Relis campus, Mr. Gilman has accepted a position with the San Jacinto River Authority. Had an opportunity to visit with College Station Mayor Carl Mooney about what happens from here on forward.
Well, we found out late yesterday, and it was a bit of a surprise to Chuck. It wasn't a position that he applied for. It's with the San Jacinto River Authority. And as anyone knows, who knows the region, you know, the San Jacinto River Authority is focused right now, as a lot of that general area is, on prevention of flooding in the future. And so Chuck is very familiar with the area, in particular the San Jack River. And so he's looking forward to it because he sees it as some challenges that he can, you know, he can address and hopefully make a meaningful difference down the road.
Timing isn't the best.
It's not. You know, Chuck will be with us for up to 60 days after Kelly leaves. And, of course, Kelly Templin's last day is this Friday. And so that still gives us some time. And the council will meet early next week and decide just what kind of a direction we're going to go into. And there's a number of options that we can play out here. Fortunately, we've got some great department chairs. Dave Coleman has, for example, stepped over to be our deputy city manager, overseeing all of our water, wastewater, electric, and other types of services. And so it's not like suddenly the city's going to come to a stop, but certainly we need to move as quickly as we can and make some good decisions and find the right person to lead the city of College Station in that city manager's office. Once the city manager is hired, then that individual will be able to go and try to find a deputy city manager to work, because Dave Coleman is only doing the deputy city manager position in an interim capacity for us as well, because that was in response to Chuck Gilman moving up to the city manager spot.
And just, I guess, reinforcing what you just said, it's a tribute to the current, and I hate to use the word remaining, but but I've been around long enough, and the same names are pretty much have been in place for the 8 years that I've been around, and right. and that says volumes about the type of staff that the city of College Station has.
Right. Well, you know, College Station is a great place to work and live, and you know, a lot of those folks realize that, and so I don't expect any, you know, abandonment of the ship. You know, I expect folks are going to see this as a opportunity to demonstrate just how good they really are, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We just need to move quickly. Chuck isn't going anywhere for 60 days, so it's not like anything major is going to change, and that gives us adequate time to take some steps and just to make sure that we're ready for the next 8 years.
Thanks again to College Station Mayor Carl Mooney for the visit. Again, late this afternoon, the word of Chuck Gilman's departure to take a position with the San Jacinto River Authority. Mr. Gilman, having been with the city of College Station since 2007, was in his fifth year as a deputy city manager, and before that served as the city's public works director, director of capital projects, and assistant director of water services. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.